And a good Tuesday afternoon. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Gracie. Hope your Tuesday went wonderfully. The work week off to a great start, and the weather continuing to look really good this week. So that is some good news, and thank you so much for tuning in. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Your text always welcomed and appreciated, whether it's regarding anything we're talking about, of course, much-needed traffic tips. We've already gotten a couple of those here, so may be in for a busy afternoon on the roads today. Gracie, my co-host, good to see you today.
Good to see you, Joe.
I have a little bone to pick with you.
Oh, I know.
So a little housekeeping here before we get rolling here on a busy Tuesday. So I made it known to you last week that I have taken a new direction in my life when it regards to the things that I eat, and making some changes that I feel are badly needed, necessary, and for the good of not only myself but also my family. I want to be around as many years as I possibly can for my beautiful, cute little baby girl. And today, you come into the newsroom with a box of Lucky Charms bars, Reese's Puffs bars, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch bars. And as you enter the studio just a little before 4 o'clock this afternoon, munching on some sort of coffee or cookie cake, what's the deal?
Okay, the bars were on sale.
Okay.
So that speaks for itself. I had to replenish the newsroom stash because I help myself do it late at night on Cat Country. So I was just helping out the newsroom. And the birthday cake was from the July birthdays, which I was part of.
Oh, that's right.
And I ducked out early and didn't get a piece earlier. So I had to eat that. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't actually even think about that until I was walking in, like, holding a bunch of...
And you saw me foaming at the mouth over these...
a bunch of sugary treats. I was like, oh, this probably will stink for Joe if I start putting these in. But so sorry. I'll get some healthy bars next time.
I appreciate that.
So sorry.
For once, thinking about me. But yeah, so those do look very good. I hope that your birthday cookie cake was really good. And yeah, but let's you know, be encouraging.
Yes,
let's try to keep me on the straight and narrow.
Yes.
We're barely a week in, and already I'm just being tormented right now by you.
So sorry, Joe.
So with that being said and out of the way, let's move on. We have a lot going on around the world and here at home, starting with our top three stories today. So we talked about this yesterday as we were just about a week away from the deadline of whether the UPS and its Teamsters union would agree to a deal. And today they did avoid a strike and reached a tentative agreement on the labor contract. So the strike between by UPS workers would have been the largest in U.S. history. So thankfully, we are avoiding the what would have happened in that scenario. The ratification of the new five-year deal could take about 3 weeks. UPS CEO Carol Tome calling it a win-win agreement for employees and customers. Also, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy raising the possibility of an impeachment inquiry against President Biden.
We will follow this all the way to the end, and this is going to rise to an impeachment inquiry the way the Constitution tells us to do this, and we have to get the answers to these questions.
McCarthy telling Fox News Republican investigations of the Biden family's business dealings are rising to the level of an impeachment inquiry, but stopped short of saying he would formally open one. Republicans leading the investigations accused Biden of taking bribes from foreign entities through his son Hunter during his time as vice president. And here locally, state attorney's office confirming for us today the charges have been dropped against the driver involved in the crash that killed 19-year-old PCC student Jaden Goins back in March. 59-year-old Oscar Martin was initially charged with DUI manslaughter in the aftermath of that crash back on March 21st. However, today, Assistant State Attorney Matt Gordon tells us that due to a lack of evidence, charges are being dropped. He says the blood work For Oscar Martin returned without any alcohol or controlled substances present, even after sent to a second lab in Pennsylvania for a more detailed screening. So that update here from the state attorney's office today. 4:15 right now, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, roads are looking pretty good throughout our area. We do have a slight patch of slow traffic on I-10 westbound right after the 29 exit. Just looking a little bit busy right now. We don't have any reports of an accident, so just keep that in mind. If you are heading westbound into Mobile on I-10, we do have extremely slow moving traffic getting into Mobile, I-10 over Mobile Bay. So expect some delays there. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. Also for weather, as you mentioned, we have beautiful weather all throughout the rest of this week. Some slight chances of rain coming for tomorrow, just at 20% tomorrow afternoon. For this afternoon, sunny skies, as well as mostly clear skies tonight. Low of 75 this evening. It's a 90 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 92. Also, this traffic and weather brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. Barberry Plumbing is, when it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. They're the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Some local headlines. We got updates today from Pensacola Police Chief Eric Adams on a couple of recent cases, the first involving the murder of a 19-year-old man near O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern last week.
We've received some tips from the public and the community, but we would like to have many, many more so we can bring this case to a bring justice for the family that was involved in this incident where a young victim was shot to death.
And following the shooting last Thursday, family identified the victim as Marlon Jarvis. Also, Police Chief Eric Adams saying there have been at least three incidents in the last few weeks involving anti-Semitism. And Adams says they're still investigating after a brick containing markings, including a swastika and WLM for White Lives Matter, was thrown through a window at the Shabbat Jewish Center last Monday. Says they've gotten a lot of good tips, making some good headway on that particular incident. Also says they're still looking into anti-Semitic graffiti that has been popping up downtown in at least two separate incidents. Mayor D.C. Reeves says Pensacola City residents will no longer be able to count on curbside recycling, making that announcement saying the city would be opting out of the program.
When it's mandatory recycling, some people care very much about recycling, and that's much appreciated. Some don't, and when you have a second can, it becomes the second garbage can. And then that takes away the value and the effectiveness of the program altogether.
And Reeves says while the program was well-intended, about 50% of the materials that wind up in the recycling can isn't recyclable at all. Scambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says there's an even more dangerous version of opioids and specifically fentanyl hitting the streets.
That's what they call trank, and it's what it is it's I think it's called xylazine. And basically, it's fentanyl mixed with this xylazine or trank, and it's becoming more and more dangerous because xylazine is not an opioid, so it's not you can't bring someone back with Narcan.
Oh.
So that's why it's even more dangerous. And
speaking with our Andrew McKay this morning, he says that the DEA reports nearly 20% of the fentanyl they're finding is mixed with this drug, and he says at that rate, there's a good chance that this type of fentanyl has made it to Northwest Florida as well. Finally, in Santa Rosa County, the East Milton Industrial Park on State Road 87 has proven to be a popular investment for many large businesses looking for easy access to I-10.
And we are in the process now of getting that second entrance paved.
Oh, okay.
So we can be ready for Buffalo Rock and Lavelle and the Damon's and Hershey's, which are all coming to that park.
County Administrator Devan Cook says the county is looking at expanding the industrial park with 13 acres that have recently come available. The Board of Commissioners will vote on that at the Thursday's meeting, and the purchase would be funded with a Triumph Gulf Coast grant. That's a look at what's happening here locally. 4:20. We'll take a break and come back with a look at our state headlines. Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, it's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Happy Tuesday. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Got some text in this afternoon. Also, looks like an accident out in Santa Rosa County that we're monitoring as well. So thanks so much. Keep those coming in. 850-437-1620. Let's get a quick update on the roads and our first warning weather. Gracie, how's it looking out there?
Well, we do have some slowdowns on 98. That's going to be 98 heading westbound right near 87 in the Navarre Beach Causeway. So seeing some delays there. We did have an accident on 87 with a roadblock from FHP, but it looks like it has cleared up and we're moving nicely again. That was at 5 Forks Road at near 87. So just keep that in mind. We do have some slow moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be right near 29 in the westbound direction in between Pine Forest exit and I-110. Slow-moving traffic. Don't have a lot of details on this, so if you do have eyes on the roads, you have any details for anything, always feel free to call the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, that is westbound on I-10 near the 29 exit. For weather, we are looking great this week with sunny skies for the rest of this afternoon, mostly clear skies tonight and a low of 75. It's 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index of 93. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Also, real quick, Bands on the Beach is tonight. It's going to be a great night for Bands on the Beach. Starts at 7. That's thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulf Side Pavilion. This coming up tonight, it's going to be Wester taking the stage. They're actually from Pensacola Beach. It's a brother-sister combo. So again, that starts at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach.
Gracie, the first accident that you said was Navarre, right? 87?
Yes.
Okay. And then the one in Milton as well?
We do have some, okay. So actually, sorry. And near Blackwater River, there also is an accident. That's going to be in Milton right before you get to Blackwater River. Looks like there's two separate accidents slowing things down close to Russell Harbor Road. So that is backing things up on Highway 90 in between Ward Basin Road and South Airport Road is where you're going to be seeing those slowdowns starting up if you're heading westbound on Highway 90 in Milton.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure if I caught it. You started in Santa Rosa County. Just wanted to make sure because that one's backed up as well there. Mm-hmm. Looking at some state headlines, several high-ranking school officials at Palm Beach Central High School arrested today, 2 years after investigators say they failed to report an alleged sexual assault of a 15-year-old student. Those were two teachers, two assistant principals, and the principal of the school are now charged for not reporting the incident to law enforcement and the Department of Children and Families.
Also, the National Hurricane Center is keeping a close eye on low pressure systems in the Atlantic as it heads towards Florida. So forecasters say that the system could develop into a tropical depression or storm as it approaches Florida's southeast coast. So it's located a few hundred miles southwest of Bermuda, but it is expected to move towards the southeast of the United States later this week. It has about a 20% chance of forming into a tropical system over the next 7 days.
Coast Guard today suspending its search for the man who apparently jumped from a cruise ship off the coast of Florida. 30-year-old Jalen Hill was reported missing Sunday from the Carnival Elation. Security video appears to show Hill jumping from the deck as the ship was heading to a stop in Jacksonville. Coast Guard crews searched more than 1,300 square miles in the search for him. Governor Ron DeSantis is said to be uninjured after being involved in a car accident in Tennessee today.
The lead vehicle in the motorcade had to brake quickly. He didn't hit anybody in front of him, but it caused a rear-end collision involving the four government vehicles that were involved in the crash that were escorting the governor to his scheduled event.
And the crash happened while he was traveling to an event in Chattanooga. One woman who is part of the DeSantis team suffered minor injuries there. Governor DeSantis, speaking of his campaign, cutting more than a third of his campaign staff, reports say DeSantis is eliminating nearly 40 positions across all departments. DeSantis' campaign finances show he raised $20 million between April and June, but had already spent about 40% of those funds. He started July with only $9 million to spend. The All Children's Hospital in St. Pete confirming that they have been affected by a cyber attack. Johns Hopkins Health System was reportedly breached 2 months ago, as well as organizations around the world that used the same software system called MoveIt. Health system officials say the attack had no negative impact on operations, and they say no personal health records were compromised. And also, Governor DeSantis facing criticism over an alleged tweet by a campaign staffer. A pro-Ron DeSantis Twitter account posted a video this weekend that contained Nazi imagery, and Florida Democrats say it was retweeted, then deleted by a member of DeSantis' presidential campaign. Florida Democrats posted a statement online that links to a Newsweek article that mentions the retweet can't be confirmed.
Also, Governor DeSantis is cutting. Did we talk about his campaign?
I'll do the last one here. Surfside commissioners will hear from family members and victims of the Champlain Towers collapse tonight after about extending a memorial onto the site of the tragedy.
We would like some type of memorial put on the premises. It doesn't have to be anything huge, just something small that if we were to want to go back and sit by the water or like a little park or something, it'd be a nice place for us to go to and remember that.
But East Oceanside Development hopes to build a 12-story condominium building with 57 residents on the nearly 2-acre beachfront lot. 4:30 right now. We'll get a Fox News update coming up. And when we return, a look at our national headlines and what's happening in the world of sports today. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Matt Napolitano. President Biden announcing new steps to dramatically expand access to mental health care in the U.S.
You get referrals to see mental health specialists, but when you make the appointment, they say, I can't see you until your doctor submits the paperwork and gets special permission from the insurance company. Give me a break. It's ridiculous.
The president stressing that the COVID pandemic demonstrated a need for a lot more help. The investigation into alleged Gilgo Beach killer Rex Heuermann continues in New York, however.
I think we have reached an end to the search of the Gilgo house.
Suffolk County D.A. Raymond Tierney Tuesday marked 12 days of police digging at Heuermann's home following his arrest for the murders of three women over a decade ago. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The parent of photo messaging app owner Snapchat, after today's close, reported slightly better than expected quarterly revenue and active daily users. But Snap also reported another net loss, and its revenue forecast for the current quarter is a bit below what analysts have been projecting. In response, Snap shares are cratering 16% in after-hours trading. Shares of PacWest Bancorp are surging in late trading, reversing a big tumble in the day's regular action. The company announced after the market closed that it had agreed to be acquired by Banc of California in an all-stock merger backed by two private equity firms. Once the deal closes, PacWest will change its name to Banc of California. In the regular Tuesday session, stocks moved higher again, with the Dow Jones Industrials logging a 12th straight daily advance, even though that blue chip index was up just 26 points. The S&P 500 edged up 12, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite leaped 85. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute. Jaylen Brown just signed the richest contract in NBA history, a five-year, $304 million Supermax. The Boston Celtics small forward isn't even the best player on his own team. That's Jason Tatum. But the teammates have created a formidable duo, reaching an NBA Finals in 2022 and three other Eastern Conference Finals. That's a pair worth keeping together at any cost. I'm Maggie Gray.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended-release B vitamins.
Hey, folks, Andrew McKay here. And if you didn't happen to catch the show this morning, here's a couple of things we talked about. Sheriff Chip Simmons did confirm that there are some kinds of fentanyl that have an extra chemical in them that is not susceptible to Narcan. Therefore, it is, because it is not an opioid, you can listen to that interview on our podcast page at newsradio923.com. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk with Mayor D.C. Reeves at 7:35 and ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody at 6:35 on the Pensacola Morning News.
It's that time of year again. Hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon. And this is Boogie Shoes right now by Casey and the Sunshine Band, who's actually coming to the Sanger Theater on August 27th. And we have a pair of tickets to give out. So if you want to go see them, it's the 50th anniversary, again, August 27th at the Sanger Theater. Just text in the word sunshine and we'll pick a winner and you'll get two passes or two tickets to the show. So make sure to text in sunshine to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Text in sunshine and you got two tickets to go see Casey and the Sunshine Band at the Sanger Theater coming up in August. Taking a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national headlines, we did have some slowdowns on I-10 westbound right near 29. It wasn't an accident, but a traffic stop is what was slowing things down. So that has caused some delays on I-10 westbound. So make sure to expect some slowdowns there. Other than that, we're looking pretty good, but Highway 90, we still have some delays. That is due to an accident. If you're heading westbound on Highway 90 in Milton, right before Blackwater River, there is an accident. You'll start seeing those delays in between Ward Basin Road and South Airport Road. So expect some slowdowns. Again, that is due to an accident on Highway 90. And we have some slowdowns on I-10 throughout Mobile. That's in both directions going over Mobile Bay. A bad accident in the eastbound direction is slowing things down, but we also are seeing some just typical afternoon traffic going westbound over Mobile Bay, also causing some delays. See anything else on the roads? Give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We are going to get a quick update from WEAR for our weather.
Typical summertime weather as we head through the next couple of days, including here on Tuesday. Looking ahead to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, no change. Highs in the middle 90s, lows in the middle 70s, with feels like temperatures near about 100 degrees. If you're looking for a rain chance, not much out there, only a 10 to 20% chance of rain each and every afternoon. Higher rain chances by this weekend. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much. We have 90 degrees in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, 89 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 93. And I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at some national headlines now, President Biden is designating a new national monument to honor Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley.
Only with truth comes healing, justice, repair, and another step forward toward forming a more perfect union. We've got a hell of a long way to go.
14-year-old from Chicago was kidnapped, beaten, and brutally murdered in Mississippi by white supremacists back in 1955, which spurred the civil rights movement. Today would have been Emmett's 82nd birthday.
Also, a man is being sentenced to 4 years in prison for his role during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. That's Peter Sager. He repeatedly beat a police officer with a flagpole as the officer was being dragged down the Capitol steps. In a video taken that day, Sager said, "Death is the remedy for every single one of those Capitol law enforcement officers."
Federal judge striking down the Biden administration's new rules for asylum seekers at the southern border. The judge ruled against the new rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border if they did not first apply online or seek protection in a country they passed through. The judge put the ruling on hold for 14 days for an expected appeal.
Also, Utah Senator Mitt Romney wants long-shot Republican candidates to drop out of the presidential race sooner than later. So Romney, in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, called on Republican donors to push non-competitive presidential candidates out of the race by February. Romney wants to avoid a crowded primary that could easily hand the contest to former President Trump, who is the dominant candidate in the race so far.
Investigators are done combing through Gilgo Beach murder suspect Rex Huerman's Long Island home.
But what you have to understand is we were looking for, you know, tangible items of evidence as well as trace evidence, including blood and DNA and hair fibers and the like. And when you talk about something like that, that is a process that it takes a while.
And more than 270 weapons were recovered, but District Attorney Ray Tierney says there were no large items of evidence discovered after crews dug up the backyard. Huerman is charged with three murders and a prime suspect in a fourth. He's due back in court on August 1st. 441 right now. Get a quick look at our sports headlines. So, big story in the world of the NBA involving not LeBron James, but his son, Bronny James. His son in stable condition now after suffering a cardiac arrest during a basketball workout at USC yesterday. A James family spokesperson told TMZ Sports that Bronny James is no longer in the ICU. American swimmer Katie Ledecky is now tied with Michael Phelps for the most individual world championship golds of all time. Ledecky won gold in the 1500-meter freestyle by 17 seconds at the World Aquatics Championships in Japan today and marked her 15th individual world championship gold medal. In the NFL, the New York Giants coming to terms with star running back Saquon Barkley on a one-year deal worth up to $11 million, includes a $2 million signing bonus that will be paid up front. The Boston Celtics signing one of their star players to the richest deal in NBA history. Jaylen Brown and the Celtics agreeing to a five-year Supermax extension worth $304 million. The deal keeps Brown with the team through the 2028-29 season. And a busy night in Major League Baseball, the Marlins taking on the Rays. Florida battle starting at 5:40. The Braves are in Boston taking on the Red Sox. That one starts at 6:10. And on TV this evening at 6:05, the Subway Series, Yankees hosting the Mets. That's on TBS, and the Dodgers and the Blue Jays will be on ESPN Plus starting at 9:10. Looking at health, business, and science notes, Elon Musk may face legal challenges over Twitter's new X logo. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office said Meta applied to trademark the X logo back in 2017, and it officially registered in June of 2019. Legal experts say Meta could dispute Twitter's logo and call it trademark infringement, but it would ultimately be up to a judge to decide.
Also, the Federal Reserve is starting a two-day meeting in Washington, D.C. today. The central bank is widely expected to resume interest rate hikes after hitting a pause last month.
Taco Bell just revealed the fan favorite Beefy Crunch Burrito is making its much-anticipated return to Taco Bell menu starting August 3rd. The returning fan favorite makes its return after rewards members voted in favor of bringing back the classic over the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos back in March of 2023. The infamous BCB won with 60% of the vote. Gracie, I would imagine on August 3rd, are you going to come into the studio with about three or four of them and just eat them in front of me?
I might try to eat them maybe outside the studio before I come in, just for your sake.
I appreciate it.
But actually, if I didn't vote, but I think I would have voted for the Cool Ranch ones, not Not that I care that much, but I think that sounds better than the beefy crunch burrito. But that's just me. Speaking of Twitter, we're talking about Twitter's new X logo. Well, Twitter's rebranding to the X letter has many scratching their heads. I mean, we were yesterday. Some experts say that the social media site is looking to move in a new direction, and this is needed. On the other hand, some analysts suggest that changing Twitter's names to X could wipe out anywhere from $4 to $20 billion in value to the social media company.
And before we get traffic and weather, if you didn't know, Captain Crunch's uniform has always been wrong. The gold stripes on his sleeve are below his rank, but for the cereal's 60th anniversary, they're finally giving him the uniform of a real captain. There's an updated image on social media of Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch showing him with four bars and the caption, "The internet has spoken and we listened." I did not know that until today, that his uniform was wrong.
Yeah, me either. But I'm surprised that it went so long with him wearing the wrong uniform.
Probably it was just a long-running joke, or maybe, yeah. You know, I don't know what the cost is to fix that on all the boxes, but, you know, good publicity, so good for them.
Yep, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather. We still have some slowdowns on I-10 westbound. That's in between Pine Forest and I-110 where you're going to see those delays. That is due to a traffic stop that happened right around the 29 exit. So just keep that in mind that is, again, slow-moving traffic westbound on I-10 throughout Pensacola. Should be clearing up in just a bit. Also on Highway 90, we have an accident that's causing some delays. Scene of the accidents right before you get to over Blackwater River throughout Milton on Highway 90, backing up past Ward Basin Road. So expect some delays there if you're heading westbound. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. That's a traffic line number. For our weather, we have an awesome week ahead of us. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies and a high of 94. And we have mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 75. It's 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 93. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3. And congrats to Julie, who's going to be going to the Sanger Theater in August to go see KC and the Sunshine Band. Again, make sure to be listening. Andrew's going to have some tickets in the morning, Andrew and Candy. And we'll have some more tickets leading up to the show, too. So make sure to be listening for your chance to win.
What is how much liberty do we have in setting the contest rules? Like, can we do different things like the eighth person to text in, or who sends us the funniest GIF, or
whatever? Yeah, we can do anything.
All right, very cool. So looking forward to that this week. Again, it's not that I ignore Gracie while she does her traffic. It's just I use that time to look up other stuff. So I apologize if you did mention this. But the texts are just letting us know. Westbound off-ramp from I-110 to westbound I-10. If you did hit that, I apologize. Just wanted to make sure because that happened during your traffic hit there.
Yeah, it's really slow moving. Got a call in. It's not an accident. It's a traffic stop. They had someone looking through their car and stuff too. So that's what the caller said. But it is slowing things down a good bit on I-10 and I-110.
All right. Pop culture news today. Actor and comedian Pete Davidson will avoid jail time in Los Angeles. He'll be allowed to enter into an 18-month diversion program. He was charged with misdemeanor reckless driving after allegedly crashing his Mercedes into a house in Beverly Hills back in March.
Also, Cher is launching a new gelato line, her very own gelato line. It's going to be called Cher Lotto. So Cher took to Instagram to announce her gelato line, and she previewed some of the gelato cones too. She says, "All started 5 years ago, and now it's finally happening."
I look forward to you bringing in some of those to eat in front of me as well. Dwayne The Rock Johnson supporting his fellow actors in the ongoing SAG-AFTRA strike. According to Variety, The Rock made a seven-figure donation to the SAG-AFTRA Foundation to help offset financial difficulties. The foundation reached out to over 2,000 of the guild's highest paid members and asked them to donate. 4:50, we'll take a break, come back. I have a wacky story from China that I just have to ask, where in the world was this when I was in my 20s? Tune in. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
On News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you've had a wonderful Tuesday. Again, congratulations to Julie, who won the tickets to what show is it, Gracie, again? The at the Sanger Theater?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Anniversary.
Yeah, so you played them in the bumper music last segment, and a pretty cool sound there. So again, we'll have tickets throughout throughout this week. So keep listening for your chance to win. We'll, do some spicy stuff. You know, we'll pick winners, you know, maybe a funniest gif or what is the thing that Gracie loves doing to rile Joe up
quiz
the most. we'll quiz you. We won't make it easy. 4:53 right now. I don't know if we want to put a parental advisory on this one or not. Not that it's grotesque or anything like that, but if you are in the car with kids, they may get an awesome idea thanks to our friends from China. So if you know a 20-something who isn't working and just hanging out at home doing odd jobs and errands and mooching off their parents, well, maybe they actually are employed as a full-time child. In China, the job market's not great. In fact, jobs are so scarce that young people are being forced out of the labor market, and there's a new trend of them working for their parents as full-time children. The parents pay a little more than $1,000 a month, which is about the average salary in China, and in exchange, the kids spend time with their parents, driving them to various stores, doing housework, cooking, and just generally being on hand for anything that's needed. It's become such a thing that the hashtags full-time daughter and full-time son have been trending on Chinese social media platforms. So I did not get paid for any of that.
Yeah.
So I missed the boat. And so, yeah, that's a really bizarre story right there. Yeah. I don't know how that becomes a societal thing. Well, I mean, you know, the labor market probably not going to ever be mainstream in America, although, I mean, it could be. But, yeah, that's pretty bizarre.
That is crazy. I would love. I'd be a great full-time child.
I would be an amazing full-time child.
Oh my goodness. Well, if Spirit Airlines kind of didn't already get a bad rap, this one is just a bad rap and gross. A woman was caught urinating on the floor of a plane after complaining that the staff had prevented her from using the bathroom for over 2 hours. A video posted online showed an unidentified woman squatting in the corner of what appears to be an American Airlines jet, urinating as a flight attendant wearing a Spirit Airlines black and yellow uniform films her.
Oh my gosh.
The woman yells at the flight attendant saying that she needed to pee for 2 hours but was told was not allowed to, and the bathroom doors were closed.
That's a big issue, and not even the worst part of that isn't even that I'm going to give the woman the benefit of the doubt that she had to pee for 2 hours and they wouldn't let her, but the employee that's filming her, that's a big lawsuit waiting to happen right there.
Yeah, that sounds like a plane ride from...
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah. well, we're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get the rest of our wacky and weird headlines. We still have slow-moving traffic on I-10 that's going to be... In the westbound direction between Pine Forest and 29, we had a traffic stop there earlier that was slowing things down. It's looking like it's getting better, but it is, again, between Pine Forest and really I-110 is where you're going to start seeing those delays starting in the westbound direction on I-10. Also, Highway 90, we still have slow traffic. That is due to an accident. Highway 90 westbound right near Blackwater River. Expect some delays past Ward Basin Road. If you see something else on the roads, call 850-2222. 262-6111 with your details. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
A pretty nice stretch of weather for July standards. It's going to be hot, and for the most part, it's going to be sunny. Very normal for this time of year. We'll have highs in the middle 90s for the rest of Tuesday into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. No change. Highs are going to be in the low to mid 90s as well. Low temperatures in the 70s with warm and muggy mornings. If you're looking for a rain chance to cool you off, not much out there. Higher rain chances arrive by the weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. This traffic and weather report brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. The White House says President Biden's younger dog Commander will be getting some training after 10 biting incidents. The U.S. Secret Service says they're concerned about their agent's safety around the German Shepherd. The agency said in one incident, Commander clamped down on an officer's arm and thighs back in November of 2022. So an undisciplined dog there in the White House and looking to get some formal training so he'll stop biting people.
Ooh. Also, when custom officials encountered a pickup truck transferring four large wheels of cheese from Mexico to Texas, they had a weird hunch that something was off. Well, the X-ray scanned the cheese and revealed that it had 17.8 pounds of cocaine concealed inside the wheels of cheese. Officials seized the drugs and the truck. 22-year-old driver is a U.S. citizen who legally declared the cheese and is going to face face charges for failed smuggling attempt.
A police officer who grew up with an abusive father that was arrested when she was a teenager had 15 influential men in her life walk her down the aisle during her wedding.
So I ask, who gives this woman to be married to this man?
We do.
That's newlywed Ivy Jacobson, audio from her wedding there. Even had the officer who arrested her violent dad escort her to the altar. Congratulations to her on her wedding and becoming a police officer. That's good work there. 4:59, our Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up with our media partners. We'll be back in 12 minutes for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.